Well, here we are, August 22nd, no, October 22nd, 1992, in Ralph's living room here, and we're reading the rest of the diary.
Yeah, we're going to start 1940. We may have a few in 1940 on the other one, but we'll just start 1940
right.
Over again. The 11th of November, 1940, a big armistice day storm. Temperature dropped from 55 degrees to 8 degrees. The lights were out and very windy. Remember, that's the time that the hunters were out in the Horican Marsh.
Yeah, they got frozen.
Yeah. The Horican Marsh.
And John, what's his name, Baden, who used to live upstairs by us there, he was putting on storm winds. He almost got blew off the roof there.
Yeah, that was always his armistice
day. Armistice day, they put storm winds on.
From 55 to 8 degrees, And then he said December 3rd, 24 below at the bank. Now that's that new bank
thermometer.
24 below.
That's up in the Juno House there.
And December 8th, the quartet was invited to Walter Beck's birthday party. He's 28 years old. I remember that was out at his house.
Out of his place, yeah.
And then December 13th, I got stuff in here that pertains to me more. Les got a new bowling ball and bag for $19.47.
Yeah.
Then the 14th of December, Norm took his ice boat out, so it must have been pretty cold, and there must have been ice then already.
Yeah, enough to carry that anyway.
And then December 17th again, I got watercress from the Wallaca Spring. Okay. There's always a lot of cress. It must have warmed up again. And December the 25th, the brewery workers had their dance at Arndt's Hall. The brewery's work had belonged to the union, and once a year they had a dance at Arndt's Hall. They never made much money, but they had a dance anyhow. Now, 1941 is missing. There is no 1941. What happened to that, I don't know. 1942, the 2nd of January, the roads are closed. Farmers are hauling the milk with bobsleds. Now, there was a severe snowstorm, and all the roads were closed, and the farmers got their bobsleds out again to haul the milk. And the 4th of January, the county plows are opening the village streets. The village streets were so bad they got the county in to open all the streets. Oh, here, I got some more here. Les went to...
No, put it in.
Les is bowling with the Pioneer Beers and they are in first place. See, that time I still... Till January, I was still working in the brewery that time,
That's before you went to service.
And the 23rd of January, housewarming at Hannah's new house. Remember, he built that new house out there by Arnold Steger's woods up there.
Yeah.
February 8th, clocks turned ahead 1 hour. It was wartime.
Mm-hmm.
February 8th, because of the wartime, they turned the clock ahead 1 hour.
Right.
February the 15th, Les and Fred Bandel went bowling. Frederick went along and took movies. I still remember that day.
Yeah,
I still remember that was yesterday.
Didn't have enough light with those 2 foot of lights.
You had your light set up on the side there. And taking. On the 2nd of March, 1942, the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped. And March the 3rd, 1942, Les got his draft card. The 12th of March, my dad bought the Hazley funeral home. The Hazley House for a funeral home. That was the 12th of March, 1942.
42, that's, that's a long time, too.
And then March 31st, 1942, the last day Widmer's will sell milk at the factory, and John Johnson will start a route.
Remember that.
You just said $6 a quarter, or 6 cents a quarter, whatever it was.
No, it was a 7 cents a quarter. A quart and a pint bill had a dime in our pail.
Right.
We got a quart and a pint bill. Your dad always gave us 2 quarts of bones. But he always had a big pail.
Yeah.
And the 24th of April is Les's last day at the brewery. He was there for 5 years. That's when 24th of April, I quit the brewery, and the 4th of May, I went into the
service. Shoot some in mine, too, Jim. 24th of April, huh?
Yeah. And 4th of May, I'll never forget that, 1942. I left for the service from Juneau, on a bus from Juneau. And I didn't come back until 3.5 years later.
Yeah, South Pacific.
The 2nd of June is a silver wedding anniversary of Mr. and Mrs. Fred Bandlow.
Yeah.
silver wedding they had that time.
Yeah. I think we had it in the basement there. We had a party, yeah. As I remember.
Yeah.
And the
16th of June, Frank Croner and Ed Heppner are wiring the funeral home. I remember there was so many old wires in that place. And
God,
they,
yeah.
They had gas lights in there. All the gas pipes all,
yeah,
all
yeah,
over the
yeah.
place.
Mm-hmm.
August the 20th, 1942, the Ed Radke barn burned down.
I happened to be home that time.
I wasn't
time.
In the service that time. I don't remember that.
No, I was home. That
yeah.
that was a weekend, I guess. And I happened to be home, and they set the pumper up in the on the bridge,
yeah.
and they had a hose up there, and but it was too far gone. And those
yeah.
poor
yeah.
horses died in there. It was terrible.
About 9 or 10 o'clock remember, at
yeah,
night.
Yeah,
it was
late at
night. And those horses.
Yeah, those two red horses.
Nice red horse. That
yeah.
team, that boy, a match team that they had.
Keep
what
shooting,
team was
Jim.
That, Les?
That was a...
Shoot them up, Jim.
The August the 20th, 1942.
I think they had band concert that night.
Yeah. I know they had band concert one night when the adjustment barn burned down. That night there was band concert because I had my white pants on and I ran through the wheat field there and I was all gray all the way up.
From the
brown,
dust,
brown
yeah.
from the dust, yeah. 21st of August, 1942, the Rudy Heppner is putting a new front on the shoe store. Remember that
yeah, he
store
put,
had that old big board
yeah,
front
yeah,
on and he
yeah.
put that. Then 26th of August, there's a defense meeting in Dr. Beagle's office.
Civil events, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. See, yep. at that time they started, now I remember Doc Beagle had to get old shades, you know.
Blackout shades,
blackout
yeah.
shades, and oh, what was that all?
Yeah, that was the war yeah. time.
Then October 11th, Dad caught three pickerel, 5 pounds, 3 pounds, and 2 pounds.
Oh.
October the 12th, Les arrived in Australia. Took 14 days by ship. November the 8th, Dad caught 4 pickerel again, 7 pounds, 5 pounds, 2 pounds and a half, pound and a half.
In the fall, that's what Dad always says. In
the
cold weather, yeah.
8th of November, yeah.
Dad always says.
Dad always said he got some on, and it was ice was about 2 or 3 feet. They had to break that ice along shore
yeah.
so he
get them off.
Get the fish in, yeah. And December 5th, 1942, there's the grand opening of the big funeral home.
Oh.
Over 300 people registered.
Push
that thing.
I was there.
Excuse me, Jim is taking pictures here and we're commenting around.
1943, John Johnson sold his milk route to the Berchie Dairy of Mayville.
Hmm.
Now that's 1943.
Yeah.
So when
during
he quit sale, it was only about a year. He was only might have had about a year then, huh? Yeah.
I thought he had longer than that, it seemed
yeah.
to be. Because.
Here, March 31st, 42. Johnson route started at the last day Widmer sold milk, and then
well,
until September.
I don't know, I was down
yeah.
in Milwaukee, of course,
mm-hmm.
at that time, so I didn't see much except on the weekends. And
the 14th of October, 1943, my mother sent Gregory's Langenfeld's camera to me as a Christmas present from Doc Langenfeld.
Yeah.
Now that's that camera I
Argus,
used,
yeah.
used
yeah.
out
Argus
there.
3, Argus 3, I think it was.
And I was on Good Enough Island, I think, a little island I was on at that time when I got there. And it was a hard time getting film, but Norm used to send me that film, the film ends, you know.
Yeah, bulk ends, yeah.
And,
like I used for those pictures we had.
And he told me exactly how to load the little cartridges.
Yeah.
So I went down our truck, went pitch dark at night, and I didn't know anything about it, and I kept loading. I didn't know how much to put on there. It worked out pretty good.
It worked out, yeah.
yeah.
Well, we made do, you know.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
was nothing else to do.
On 1944, the 11th of January, the Schmaltz house burned down.
Yeah, 44 that was.
Huh?
44.
1944, the Schmaltz house burned down.
I know it was during the war.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
yeah,
home
yeah.
in the whole intersection by
yeah.
where we lived there by Russinow, and it was all ice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
about
no,
2 inches of ice there.
The hose froze.
Yeah, they had a hell of a
yeah.
time.
We had water up
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Up the hill, it froze
yeah.
up, going up.
Yeah. Well, they were pumping from the fire pier down there
yeah,
where the park starts.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. They were down by the where they...
The next to the mill, just south of the mill.
Yeah, just south of the mill.
The fire approach there.
There was that fire pier at that time, see?
Oh, yeah.
That's where they were set up, and then they had the hose up. They set up real good, see? And they did knock it down.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't burn too much of it. We told Robbie we'd get up there and knock that stuff down and cover the tarps, and he could live in it, see? But...
19th of March, 1944, I had my picture in a Sentinel with some captured Japanese binoculars.
Saw that.
That time went from the signal corps, he'd come around there, and we had just captured some binoculars, and he took a picture. For 24th of March, 1944, John Whitmer Sr. is remodeling the little house.
It must be next door.
Next door, there, 1944. And he bought it for $1,500.
Yeah. You should have tore it down.
Who had that place?
Mrs. Lilla.
Lilla, yes.
Yeah. 26th of May, Sam Shamers bought Mrs. Quick's house for $4,200. That's the big stone house on the corner there.
Who?
One glance over here.
Less?
One glance this way around. And less. Just the big picture.
Okay, no problem.
In 44, July 8th, Dad is selling World War bonds. Thresa's quota for the fifth drive was $12,000, and $24,000 was sold on that bond drive.
Buy war bonds and stamps.
Yeah. On 25th October 1944, Walt Beck came to see Les at Tapi, New Guinea. Now, I have a picture of that. It was in Tapi, New Guinea. And then
he was down there too, that's right.
You know, he was on a little island further away. And he knew he got a hold of my APE number, and he was in making out these manifests and stuff for planes and stuff. He worked at the Air Corps, and he knew where I was. He knew where my
APO,
APO was, see?
I see.
And then he came to see me one day. Because he liked Bobby Janssen, although they were real nearby. Days time, I'd get Bobby's letters and stuff like that. He close by, see? We never knew where he was. See, he was on a PT base, I guess, someplace. December 6th, 1944, my mother sent a color film to me from Frederick. So he must give him a color film. Must have got a hold of one.
Yeah.
And then in 1945, Theo Pfaff Farm burned down. I don't remember that.
Well, he had a chimney fire. Said, oh, it's just a chimney fire. So he walked away from it, and it went through.
That was a big house.
Yeah, it was a big house, too.
Beautiful, like the house where you live in.
Yeah, it was a good-sized house, yeah.
Yeah. And the 23rd of January, 1945, today is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. January 23rd, 1945. The next time this will come again is in 100 years.
That's right.
February 1st, dark downtown. All signs must be out to save electricity. It started to be all had no neon signs.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't burn any neon signs.
Save power, yeah.
Yeah.
Wartime blackout.
Yeah. February 1945, Walter Gillick was killed in Germany. On the 17th of February, Reverend Deneff died. On March the 6th, my mother wrote in here, got a letter from Les, he landed in the Philippines. On March the 20th, Baker Canning Company was awarded the A Award at Arms Hall. Well, that's that
hanging
A Award that we got hanging
up in the Village Hall. Yeah.
April 2nd, 1945, Frederick Bandler bought the lower lots from Joe Cole.
Across from your cheese factory.
Across from the cheese factory. Yeah.
Joe Cole was going to write him on the board, and my dad came home and he said, "Say, that looks like a pretty good deal. Joe only wants so much. I really forget how much it was." So I bought him, see.
Did you buy the whole piece of land?
Well, there were four lots there, see?
As far down as Lawrence Day, or who was living way at the end of there? I mean,
No, where Viss is now,
Viss
yeah.
Viss is now, yeah.
And that's as far as, there were four lots there.
Yeah.
And then Ehlers bought the first one. I said, well, yeah. I'll only send the one on the south end. I said, I won't sell one in the middle. So.
Yeah.
And he said, that was satisfactory with him. So he bought one on the south end, and he built that house there. And that was a Sears and Roebuck house.
Yeah, it was sent together piece by piece.
Shipped in a boxcar, yeah. And then he built that, and then I guess the Knipple bought the one.
Did you have the other light, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and on that same day, Robert Dacre bought the Willard Schuster home and lot.
Oh, yeah, down there.
It's the same day.
Yeah.
On 6th of April, Ed Littke sold his farm to Hans Rogers. Now, that was 1945.
And
on May the 8th, 1945, was VE
Day. That's the 36th roll, I think.
Yeah, I think we're going to 37.
Oh, go ahead. Just keep shooting until it's gone. I want to get rid of it tomorrow.
VE Day in Europe. 8th of May it was.
Yeah.
On the 25th of May, my mother wrote in there, she bought a small church birdhouse, which Frank Oninger made. It's in the attic over our garage, yeah. I think it's still there because I never took that stuff out in the
house. Still there. Yeah.
On the 27th of May, Lester Lorenz put up a large flagpole at his tavern. The DJs, and they moved that after a while. They moved that to the Legion Hall, and now it's down to the Legion Hall now again. They moved it from up there down there again.
Is
that was Lorenz's.
That's it then.
Yeah.
Just close that and push the slide in.
Then on the 30th of May, Walter Quandt bought the Gus Weisenberg Oil Station south of town.
Mm-hmm.
That was 1945 when Walter Quandt bought that
really
filling station. Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
June the 2nd, Al Chauvy had an auction at his garage.
This is what year?
1945.
Oh, that's when he quit.
Yeah. And also, 1945, the 15th of June, the river is full of yellow water lilies. And he had lots of water lilies. 16th, the men folks are washing walls in the church. The 30th of July, a man from Fremont died while looking for clams in the Rock River by the Whitmer's Cheese Factory. Do you remember that?
No, what year was that?
1945.
Well, you might have been in service too then.
Well, you were in service, huh?
Yeah, you were in the Navy then.
Yeah, I was going that time too, but I never knew that, but my dad always said, he was from Fremont, they were looking for clams, and they didn't want the pearls, they wanted the shell part. The Army must have had the shell, if you remember, or something like that. And he was down by the Whitmer Cheese Factory, just across the river down there, looking for clams, and he fell over in the river and had a heart attack, and he died.
Oh, my. Your pa probably had to go get the body.
Yeah, I imagine it was down there. From Fremont, the man was. The 8th of August, 1945, the Bandlow farm was sold. I think the Bandlows owned it until then. You sell the Newmar. No, you didn't sell Newmar.
Yeah,
who was the one before that, wasn't there?
Yeah, what the heck was that? I forget. $12,000.
Whole farm.
Whole darn farm. 112 acres or whatever it was.
I know. Armin Zimlow says that when the village bought
should have bought the whole thing, yeah. That's right. He was right. Armin was on the village board, and I was too, and we bought the park down there, what they call the Mill Street Park or whatever they're trying to call it now. But anyway, we were... Armin said, we made a mistake. We should have bought the whole darn farm, see? And made lots back in there.
Yes.
But anyway, my dad was so sick of it, and my uncle was so sick of it, and they put some poor seed in. They had all that other stuff.
John Reese for a while.
Then. Yeah, Reese, that's right.
John Reese, he was so
run the thing right in the ground.
14th of August, 1945, the radio news at 6 p.m., Japs surrender. Church bells are ringing. Everybody is celebrating. Now, Norm recorded that. I never heard of that recording, but I know he recorded it.
Yeah, he's got wire tapes of that stuff.
He's talking to all the guys on the street, you know, and they really celebrated, I guess. The VE Day had been before that, and now it was VJ Day, and now the war was totally
over. Well, we knew it after the bombs fell. We knew this was going to come, see? And I was, of course, down in Milwaukee, and it had all been set up that if they surrendered, we would have 2 days off, see. So on the VJ Day, I was standing on Wisconsin Avenue, and there was a guy up on top of the old Alhambra Theater, and he was throwing toilet paper folds like that down, and the whole street, all the trolley wires were full of toilet paper, and the whole street was just covered with paper. See, and everybody was out there, and we had a good time out there. And then I got on the bus quick and got home, and for some reason or other, one of the Creek Girls, what the hell was her name? The youngest Creek Girl was on the bus. Emily, Emily was on the bus too. They must have been down there shopping when it happened, see? And they stopped in Menominee Falls, and everybody threw confetti in the windows, and then we had a wonderful time coming home. And then we celebrated for 2 days.
On the 16th of August, Elmer Steger drives through the bridge into the river.
Yeah.
And we have a picture of that, and who took it? But Charlie Schuster pulled him out, didn't he? Charlie Schuster was home on leave.
Well, maybe he pulled him out out of the vehicle,
Water,
But I got pictures of showing the vehicle. You know, he went right next to the, what is now the telephone office.
Yeah, but this was on the west side.
Yeah, on the west side, see, and it flew way out in the middle of the thing, see, and of course it blew the front tires and all that when he hit the curb. They dragged it out where Ed Heppner lived there, you know, on the Church Street.
Yeah, in my book down at the library, I have pictures on the same page of that one, and also one on the other side, there's a car laying in. Russell's.
Yeah, there was a Model T one in there.
See, the Model T went over the transmission down the hit there and threw the car right over and laid on its top there.
Yeah.
And those guys weren't hurt.
he said once a guy drove in on the east side too, all the way into the river, and he was selling carp, and the trunk flew open, and all these dead carp went in the river. I mean, he was out selling carp.
Oh, great.
On the 19th of August, the Ladies' Aid 75th anniversary dinner. I remember that real well. They had real big tents set up down below the old school. Mm-hmm. And they served 725 plate meals. I mean, that time. I mean, that was American Lutheran that time. You could they would serve anybody. See, 725 plates at their 75th anniversary. A large tent was set up, and I will remember that. September 5th, 1945. Camilla Weber's not teaching school. Now, I don't know how long she taught them. It's many, many years.
She was my first grade teacher. Yeah, too. Yours too. Yeah. So.
Here we get to six. I must have wrote home. Les was promoted to technical sergeant. The 12th, today is the auction on the Bandler farm. Wendorf bought the Wagner farm, and then Wendorf must have had it rented, I think. And, no, wait a minute. I don't know.
I don't know who bought this.
Wenders have bought, he must have been on it, they bought the Wagner farm.
I really don't remember.
Who bought it?
I really don't remember, that's my trouble.
Reuben Binzer's wife's folks.
Yeah, Wendorf's.
Wendorf. He bought it. They were good farmers.
Yeah, he must have bought it from you, and then he must have sold it again.
To Newmeyer.
No.
That's the way it went, I guess, because I know Newmeyer was on there when we built that road down through there.
Yeah.
You know, they extended Menominee Street and around the corner, because there was a kind of a 27-foot or 26-foot alley in there, and there was a big bank.
Was he originally that road only went till Bathing Beach, that's as far as it went, I mean, to the east, I mean, that village owned.
Well, that's right, but anyway, this road only ran to the, the south, there's a section line through there, south of the school grounds, and it come right through there, and the section's corner mark was right between Cull's barn and that shed there,
still there,
And we had to have it moved when we did the road. Yeah, we had the surveyor had to move it over, and they moved the section mark, and he made records of it, and moved the section stone, which is a limestone thing about 4 foot square and about 2 feet long, set vertically, And
that's the kind that wasn't every intersection.
Every intersection, yeah. And yeah, the guy said they hit everyone when they dug the sewer.
Yeah.
So anyhow, but those marks, I suppose Solomon Tuna or his surveyor.
He was surveyor.
Yeah, he was surveyor too.
So that's how accurate they surveyed.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Yeah. 1848, they surveyed it and platted it.
Yeah.
And put them stones in. Now, how accurate that was in there.
They hit everyone, yeah.
Yeah.
100 years later, yeah. So anyhow, so that, we had to cut that big bank down. There was a bank about 6 foot high, you know, right where the corner is by Angie's place.
Oh, is that right?
And we could rent a cat and scraper from the county for $4 an hour with man and machines. And we moved all that ground in there, we built that road and put it in, see.
December the 18th, 1945, my mother got the first letter from less than 3 years that was not censored. He has 86 points and he's waiting for orders to come home. The 14th of October, Mark Hanna died in an auto accident on Main Street. And the 15th of October, Francis Schuster was hit by a car on the bridge and had a broken leg.
Who's that?
Francis Schuster.
Oh, is that right?
23rd of October, Ben Edelmeyer bought the Charlie Thorne home. Mm-hmm. And on November 5th, I wrote a letter home. Les is in Osaka, Japan, waiting for the ship to come home.
Wonderful.
On the 7th of November, the Victory Loan Drive for the village has been set at $7,000. He must have told, like my dad was, that he had to go out and sell bonds, yeah. 9th of November, 1945, Frederick Banner bought Hosting and Wagner's hardware store, who started an electric shop. That was the 9th of November, 1945.
45, yeah. And then I didn't get in there till spring, really.
Yeah.
It took time to close the thing up.
November 12th, the 50th anniversary of the Thresa Fire Department. The ladies were guests, and John Miller was honored. He's the only charter member, I guess.
What the heck?
Was he a charter member? Yeah. November 19th, Les wrote he will leave November 7th for the States.
Les, I don't want to say anything, but have you got recording pressed there?
Huh?
Is yours recording?
You mean to say I did that? Well, let it go now then. I know you put two buttons down.
Yeah.
I did. It's just running there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Push a stop and push a record. You get some anyway. I think you have to do that.
Yeah, I know you have to do that. That's what you have to do.
Well,
and nothing else. Sometime I'll have to get your tape.
Yeah, you're duplicated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. This shows a little bit here. Yeah. See when it's recording. Okay.
Oh yeah.
It bounces when you talk. See.
Mm-hmm. You aren't recording on here.
Yeah, I got them both on.
Oh, let's see once. Now, December the 3rd, 1945. Oh, no, November 30th. 1945, Les came home, was in the service 39 months, 32nd Division. Was awarded 3 Bronze Stars in the Philippine Presidential Unit Citation. Today is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 again. But it's 12, 3, 45. See, the other one was 1 January.
Yeah.
It is 12.
ninth
of December, St. Peter's Musak's Church burned down. He took pictures of
it. Yeah, out there, yeah. I was home there already.
January 6th, after 3 days of rain, the ice went out. The basements are all flooded in 1946. January 7th, the Fondlake Reporter. In the Fondlake Reporter, 20 years ago, Russ Bandle had his nut stuck in his throat.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, he was eating some candy and it went down in his throat and he swallowed.
20 years ago in the report.
Yeah, he was up in the hospital. He was very sick and then he finally coughed it up.
So that must have been 1926 then.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
You mean it was stuck so long that they had to take him to the hospital?
Oh, he was in the hospital. What?
A piece of walnut.
Something, I don't know. It was on. I gave him a piece of candy to eat, I guess, and he ate it and swallowed the nut, went down the windpipe, see. And they were almost thinking about taking him up to, I suppose, Rochester to, they had some kind of a tool they could go down in there with.
Yeah.
But he finally coughed it up. He was very sick.
February 26, 1946, the quartet practice at Zepp Lively's. And he to the old septum. February 12th, Charlie Bernard bought Bustler's house for $1,600. That's where Gillick is now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those days.
29th of March, St. Peter's Choir sang at St. Paul's Church in Mayo. See, that time we were the American Lutheran, the same as St. Paul's was, and we just sang at that church. And I remember that time we didn't sing good. Picture was my name. May 4th, 1946, they had a veterans dinner by the Legion at Arntz Hall.
We got pictures of that.
Yeah. May the 6th, 1946, Philip Langer and Herb Baden bought the Bachhuber garage where Zimmel sold implements. Armin Zimmel bought land from Ed Radkin and built a new implement store on the Mabel Road.
Mm-hmm.
And that they bought that.
She wouldn't sell to him because Armin could pull some deal there.
Yeah, I remember that time. Yet she owned it yet, and she called my dad or wrote to my dad, "How much is the place worth? I have to sell it. I mean, what is it worth?" And my dad says it's worth about $13,000. That's what she got for it. Too. I don't know what it was assessed at or anything. 13th of May, the fire company sold the wooden fence around the ballpark to the highest bidder, and they got $130 for the wooden fence.
Wooden fence, yeah.
Went around the
fire ballpark. George Wolfe built all that.
Now, June the 20th, 1946, I had down here, the Thresel Library was started. Now, I had down in the west room above the bank, but that isn't so, they told me. It didn't start above the bank. I always thought it did, but I asked Nancy Wiedmeyer, and she says, no, it didn't start above the bank.
Where did they have it before that?
I don't know where it started, but she said, no, it didn't. I don't know either.
I don't know if they used my shop down there for a while, for a library, you know, down at the hardware store.
It was a library for a while.
I think it was, down by the hardware store, where I had the shop. See, in 50, I gave up the shop. What day is this?
This is 46.
No, I wouldn't have been. I was still working. Must have been somewhere else, maybe in school or something.
The 12th of August, the Widmer Cheese Factory had to dump all their milk. One farmer had sprayed the milk house with DDT.
I must have been gone.
One farmer had, your dad, by mistake, must have poured it all in the main tank, I suppose. And
well, how would you know, yeah.
And that's August the 17th, Mr. and Mrs. Frank were killed on PN33.
Yeah.
Remember that they were both killed. Yeah. Same place where Rudy's dad was killed.
Yeah, Rudy's dad was killed.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
August 25th. Now we have a picture of this. Firemen at the park pulling out box elder trees and ran between the maples for a quick shade.
Yeah, the fifth tree,
To close down the exit.
Yeah.
And the 46th. Now, the 27th of August is Fair Day in Thresa. Many farmers came with little pigs. For a while there, that was going over real good, that good, fair day.
Yeah,
lots of stuff to town.
Yeah, those pigs would squeal.
Yeah. September the 12th, Dick Lively took over his dad's PC Monday route.
And forgotten he did that.
15th of December, Edmund Lively died at Madison. He was 51 years old. And the quartet sang at the funeral home. I remember that real one. 4th of October, William Krieger bought Fremming's blacksmith shop and is tearing it down. Yeah, I guess he couldn't look at it any longer.
Good riddance, yeah.
Then November 11th, Dad did not take the fire chief again, nor Mr. the new fire chief. 25th, no outside signs permitted to burn to save fuel. The town looks dark. Now that was 46, but they were still saving electricity there. Yeah. I don't know why. December the 19th, I got my diploma. I was done with embalming school.
Oh, good.
47, Les Norm, Willie Alvins went ice fishing, got 28 fish. That time was good fishing. 30th of January, this is 47, worst snowstorm in 23 years. Roads were closed and hotels were full.
Right.
That was bad.
And yeah, that was awful.
And 1st of February, caucus at the village hall lasted 7 minutes.
Yeah, they usually were quick.
And the 8th of March, Sauer building a locker store on Rock River Street. 1st of April, election day, Frank Crooner is president. 147 votes were cast. April the 6th, Les, Fred Bandel, and Clarence Boisbaden polled in Green Bay. I don't know why they're not longer dead at the state polling tournament, I guess. April the 8th, the village raised the tavern license from $100 to $200. I think that's what they are today. Yeah. The 13th, the cockfight raided at Billings Farm. They had.
Yeah.
I have pictures of that that they took out of there. Yeah.
I don't remember that too well.
27th of April, sportsmen are building the pheasant pens in Bex Woods. They are getting the tamarack post from Schnitzler's Marsh.
Yeah, I remember going out there, yeah.
Yeah. Les got a new car, Ford Blue Dodge. Sugar rationing going off tonight. That's the 11th of June.
41? Who?
47.
47,
yeah. June the 24th, 1947, the church meeting tonight may change to Wisconsin Synod. On the 28th of June, choir picnic at West Bend Park. The rest of the fire department got first prize at the Mabel County Tournament in marching, 3rd of August. The 26th, 1947, the carpenters are finishing, the addition to Bluebeck's Garage. I know Bluebeck's Garage that was built in the 20s then.
Yeah.
27, the Thrust Insurance Company moved into their side room at Kicker's Tavern. That side room, that had almost everything in it already, too. I mean, I remember Beamer
the barber
had,
shop,
had,
yeah.
had his barber
yeah.
shop in there.
The barber shop.
October 7th, I got on first meatless day to help feed other nations. President Truman declared a meatless day.
Yeah.
Canning credit bought Andrew Miller, the Albert Justman Farms. Annual firemen's meeting, Les was elected fire chief. Stayers, the new marshal, the new village man, that's in 47 November.
1947.
The ladies, the Legion Auxiliary had a food sale in the village hall. They took in $45.90. See, that time the Legion was meeting in the Juno House.
Juno House, yeah.
And they had everything over in the
village hall. Yeah.
December 2nd, I got that back here, let me clarify. On December 2nd, Les was appointed village trustee in place of John Widmer, who resigned. Your dad resigned then, and that's how I got on the village board. I took his place. That was 1947.
Yeah, Tom was on during the war there, I know that.
Yeah, he was on there.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't scared to...
No, he talked up there.
December the 14th, Norma's playing Christmas Carol to the loudspeaker. December 31st, 1947, Coke store is selling out. Mrs. Langefeld.
I was in 47, yeah. I wanted to win that
Mrs.
one.
Mrs. Langefeld, Clara, and Mrs. Quant are helping.
Yeah. It was the only sale you ever had.
Yeah, I remember that too. So this is on some stools and turn on.
I still got a couple of those upstairs.
Yeah. 13th of January 1948, Reverend Bull arrived at Wisconsin Synod, the first Wisconsin Synod minister.
That's 48.
Yeah. March the 1st, 48, Katie Osenbar now rings the bells at 6 and 6. The river is very high the 7th of March, but our new pump in our basement keeps the water down to 5 inches. Garbage from the dump grounds is going down the river. Remember those years, man, with the high water, all that dump.
Until Joe built that wall along there, yeah.
Fritzy Bender was on a bridge all day, didn't even go to eat. That's when the ice went out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes a little bit, they used to really buckle up there.
It was fun to watch. Yeah.
5th of April, 1948, Joe Gutler was found dead in his shop. 22nd, they are still hauling junk away from Gutler's store. I remember that. They put a truck in the, a village truck, I think it was that.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let anybody take anything off the truck. They just opened up, they threw everything on there and just hauled it away. Mm-hmm.
Truck was in the alley.
Yeah.
Did you ever get up there and see what was all up there?
I never was up there. I was never upstairs in Gutler's place.
I was up there once. There was a real nice bathroom way on the east side. Yet it wasn't, there.
The old time toilet with the water.
Yeah, real
old.
Yeah,
it was, huh?
I bet you Joe never used that.
No, he never used it. 19th of May, 1948, there's a waterworks meeting at Kicker's Hall. Yeah, that's when it started.
On
the 20th of May, that's the day after that. Over 200 votes were cast at election. The waterwork proposal was defeated. It was defeated once or twice.
Yeah.
31st of May, 1948, Memorial Day parade, very poor. No band, no school children, no firemen, only the Legion members.
Yeah.
Up until then, the school kids had to march.
Yeah.
But after that, that's when the 48, that's when the school kids quit marching. 13th, we had a Legion picnic at Fireman's Park, had a big crowd in 48. Now, I think that's before the firemen had a picnic, the Legion did, didn't they?
Legion had the first one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they rented all these boards and stuff from Pat, and then they said, well, you want to buy them, you know, to the fire company, do you want to buy them rather than rent them for your own picnics? Because we talked about having one later. So.
Yeah.
So we bought the boards because Pat didn't want to take them back, you know, all his nail holes.
Yeah, Les got his new boat, a 12-foot metal boat, $120. Mm-hmm. I remember that, too. 31st of July, 1948, the Bandler brothers left for the Black Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Is that when we went out to California?
Yeah, we went, 3 weeks we were out there, yeah. We hit all the spots.
Who decided the battles?
There was the three of us and a fellow by the name of Willie Weckner, who they went to school with down there.
So
he would come from Wauwatosa or somewhere down there.
August the 8th, 1948, the fireman's picnic, the sheriff stopped the bingo. Mm-hmm. That is not the time we were arrested, though. He just stopped, I think, that year. The 31st of August, the Walter Gillick funeral, with 43 servicemen. Were at the 23rd of August, Vandal brothers returned from their trip.
Yeah, we had everybody run out of money.
Yeah. 2nd of September, there's 500 fingerling fish were planted in the Rock River. That time they planted fish quite regularly in the Rock River. And on September 3rd, the fish are dying below the dam, the canning factory pollution. Remember up the canning factory?
Yeah.
They got screens in there, and if they didn't watch those screens, it would overflow, I guess.
Yeah, it all come in.
All come down into the river. The river would be real green some mornings. It got all the real green in there. If they took care of them screens and real good, then that was it.
Well, they had that sewer coming in down in the creek, actually. Yeah.
September the 21st, the town of Thresh voted for the first time in their new town hall, St. Jacob's Church, which they bought for $600. On the Mabel
Road. Yeah, AY there, yeah.
AY there, yeah.
I know we were out there one time for discuss on the fire company thing. I don't know what it was.
48, then. 31st, Catherine Strege's last day at the telephone office. Eugene Gerlach's last day on mail route. He was a carrier for 42 years. Les got two cases of Pioneer beer, $2.30 per case.
Best you put those figures in.
1949, now, the 31st of January, Vic Furniture got their first television sets in at the store. 49 of them. The 17th, the State Board of Health truck was parked at the village hall for chest x-rays. 261 went through there. 21st of February, the remains of Robert Leibold arrived tonight. He was killed at a tape in New Guinea, where Lester was. He visited his grave. I read in the Mabel News that he was killed at tape.
Truck turned over or something?
Huh?
Truck run over?
No, I think he was killed by enemy fire. And I knew where the cemetery was because I got out on contact where we always passed the cemetery. I figured that was it. See, one day I stopped there and I looked and I found it. It was just a little piece of board they had up there with
his dog
tags on it. See, one dog tag they would pin on the piece. They would wrap him in a blanket. And one day the dog tag was put on the blanket. See, then he was buried, no boxer, no nothing. And then they had a post in there and this other dog tag that went on that piece of board that was standing up like that. The 12th of March, the boys put up an antenna at the furniture, but it fell down as badly bent. Remember that real big
one? That big one, yeah.
Oh, man. And then the 15th of March, 3 days later, the boys put the antenna again. 48 feet high.
Was this 49?
But still have interference, even though he's always trying to get away from that interference.
49, yeah.
1949, the 16th of March, the vote was 28 to 23 to keep 2 years of high school at our school in Thresa. Even that time, they were trying to get rid of the 9th and 10th grades. 23rd of March, Fred Bendel got his new 1949 Buick. Irvin Schmidt moved his machine to Bandos, where he will drill a new well.
49 that was, huh?
Yeah, 1949, yeah.
I forget. Well, they turned down the referendum so many times that we finally redrilled the brewery well, you know, to get it.
How deep did you go?
160 feet.
Oh, man.
$5 a foot, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I sat away.
Yeah. Yours kicked out.
Must be going yet?
Yeah, mine's still running here.
See, you got a driveway. I got some nice Welch's grape juice. Would you like
that? Sure, I'll take a glass. Yeah. Why don't you turn yours over, Les? I'll run this out through the end here. Must be just about done for anyway.
Yeah, it's too bad that I messed up.
Yeah, well, you got push both buttons.
I kind of thought you were push both buttons. I play for it.
Ah, well, what? You can pick it off of us.
Yeah.
So you're on the next side.
Yeah, now we're going on with you. Where was I here? What is it? The siren blew at 10 p.m. Budenhaus was on fire.
That was a big fire.
Yeah, remember, we were all in the furniture watching that round TV.
Yeah, screen, round TV.
The fire, and then the Mrs. Ruben Binster came running over and said, there's a fire. See? So I went down and I opened up the back door, seeing, that fire coming out the back door. See?
Yeah.
And then we blew the fire doors. And then it was raining that night.
Oh, it poured that night, yeah.
And I took the Dodge.
Dodge, yeah. And I was out back, filling out holes.
Behind the tavern down there by the
telephone officer.
And Norm set up the other truck on that old cistern
there.
And then we pumped. And then it was raining so hard, then I was down with a pumper, and then...
you went back up, and I stayed there, and I remember the rain running off my hat, see?
And all of a sudden, she puttered out of it.
Well, you know how it was. Oops, that one. Well, that was that one. So anyway...